Hello.
Hi.
I want some meatballs. That sounds very good. So there's Joanna. Can you see me? Hear me? You're
Yes.
looking. Okay. And here comes Irina with the
Because
pan on the stove.
I'm confused with your meatballs.
Ah, but you see her note now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, busy mother. Are these leftover celebration, birthday celebration meatballs or a new meal?
New meal, of course. Yesterday we ate a cake.
So 4 years old. Good age, 3 and 4. All right. So I don't know if Omar will join us or not. He often has last minute things come up. But I'm glad you're both here, and I hope you're ready to record our reading of chapter 2. Do you both have the chapter open?
No,
Not yet.
sorry. It's easy.
So I'm hoping we can talk about it some also, but I like this idea Gerard had of trying to get each chapter or as much of each chapter recorded as we could to try and build interest. And I thought we might try something different this time. And it will work, Irina, even if you have to step out for a minute, you'll be able to work your way back in. And that will be, let's see, we'll go in alphabetical order. So we have H I, oh, H I J. Hey, cool. Holly, Irina, Joanna. I didn't realize we were in alphabetical consecutive order with our names. But so I'll read first, and then Irina, and then Joanna. And what I would like to do is try each paragraph. And for example, I will read. Jonas watched as his father poured a fresh cup of coffee. He waited. And then the next person will repeat that paragraph and read the next line. And then the next person will repeat the new paragraph, not three times, but so each paragraph will get read twice. Following? Yes, no? So Irina would read, Jonas watched as his father poured a fresh cup of coffee. He waited. You know, his father finally said, every December, da 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 da, and finish that paragraph. And then Joanna will read, you know, da 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 da, and then the next paragraph. Following me? Yes? No?
But quite complicated.
But it will help listeners and help your pronunciation and your listening to hear other voices and hear the different intonation and emphasis that we each have. So making some sense?
Holly, please help us during our reading, and we will catch.
Okay.
Okay.
So do we have the chapter open now?
Yes.
Okay. Jonas watched chapter 2 of The Giver. Jonas watched as his father poured a fresh cup of coffee. He waited. So you will read the same thing over again and the next paragraph.
Okay. Jonas watched as his father poured a fresh cup of coffee. He waited. You know, his father finally said, every December was exciting to me when I was young. And it has been for you and Lily too, I'm sure. Each December brings such changes.
You know, his father finally said, every December was exciting to me when I was young. And it has been for you and Lily, too, I'm sure. Each December brings such changes. Jonas nodded. He could remember the Decembers back to when he had become, well, probably a four. The earlier ones were lost to him, but he observed them each year. And he remembered Lily's earliest Decembers. He remembered when his family received Lily, the day she was named, the day that she had become a one.
Jonas nodded. He could remember the Decembers back to when he had become, well, probably a four. The earlier ones were lost to him, but he observed them each year, and he remembered Lily's earliest Decembers. He remembered when his family received Lily, the day she was named, the day that she had become a one. The ceremony for the ones was always noisy and fun. Each December, all the new children born in the previous year turned one, one at a time. There were always 50 in each year's group, if none had been released. They had been brought to the stage by the nurturers who had cared for them since birth. Some were already walking, wobbly on their unsteady legs. Others were no more than a few days old, wrapped in blankets, held by their nurturers.
The ceremony for the ones was always noisy and fun. Each December, all the new children born in the previous year turned one, one at a time. There were always 50 in each year's group. If none had been released, they had been brought to the stage by the nurturers who had cared for them since birth. Some were already walking, wobbly, on their unsteady legs.
Whoops. Lost Irina.
Yes.
Oh dear, we lost her. Okay. And here she comes back again. Here she is. We lost you there. With unsteady legs.
Unsteady legs? Yes, the last sentence. Others were no more than a few days old, wrapped in blankets, held by their nurturers. I enjoy the naming, Jonas said. That's all, no?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, Joanna's next.
I enjoyed the naming, Jonas said. His mother agreed, smiling. The year we got Lily, we knew, of course, that we'd receive our female, because we'd made our application and had been approved. But I'd been wondering and wondering what her name would be.
Okay, and I'm sensing that this is frustrating more than helpful, so we're going to continue just paragraph at a time without repetition, unless you find a paragraph that you really, really want to repeat. Okay? So I'm going to continue with the next. I could have sneaked a look at the list prior to the ceremony, Father confided. The committee always makes the list in advance, and it's right there in the office at the nurturing center.
As a matter of fact, he went on, I feel a little guilty about this, but I did go in this afternoon and look to see if this year's naming list had been made yet. It was right there in the office, and I looked up number 36, that's the little guy I have been concerned about, because it occurred to me that it might enhance his nurturing if I could call him by a name. Just privately, of course, when no one else is around.
Did you find it? Jonas asked. He was fascinated. It didn't seem a terribly important rule, but the fact that his father had broken a rule at all owed to him. He glanced at his mother, the one responsible for adherence to the rules, and was relieved that she was smiling.
One second, just making notes. His father nodded. His name, if he makes it to the naming without being released, of course, is to be Gabriel. So I whisper that to him when I feed him every 4 hours and during exercise and playtime, if no one can hear me.
I'm sorry, I
okay.
That,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. I will return.
Okay. Go ahead, Joe.
I call him Gabe, actually, he said, and grinned.
Gabe. Jonas tried it out. A good name, he decided.
Though Jonas had only become a five the year that they acquired Lily and learned her name, he remembered the excitement, the conversations at home, wondering about her, how she would look, what she would be, how she would fit into their established family unit. He remembered climbing the steps to the stage with his parents, his father by his side that year instead of with the nurturers. Since it was the year that he would be given a new child of his own.
Excuse me, I'm going to repeat that paragraph. Though Jonas had only become a five the year they acquired Lily and learned her name, he remembered the excitement, the conversations at home, wondering about her, how she would look, who she would be, how she would fit into their established family unit. Established family unit. He remembered climbing the steps to the stage with his parents, his father by his side that year, instead of with the nurturers, since it was the year that he would be given a new child of his own.
He remembered climbing the steps to the stage with his parents, his father by his side, that year, instead of with the nurturers, since it was the year that he would be given a new child of his own. He remembered his mother taking the new child, his sister, into her arms while the document was read to the assembled family units. New child 23. The name had read, Lily.
Yeah. And we've lost Joanna. I don't know why. Yeah. So I will continue on and hope she's able to rejoin us. Mm-hmm. He remembered his father's look of delight and that his father had whispered, "She's one of my favorites. I was hoping for her to be the one." The crowd had clapped, and Jonas had grinned. He liked his sister's name. Lily, barely awake, had waved her small fist. Then they had stepped down to make room for the next family unit.
Beautiful. When I was an 11, his father, said now, as you are, Jonas, I was very impatient, waiting for the ceremony of 12. It's a long 2 days. I remember that I enjoyed the ones, as I always do, but that I didn't pay attention pay much attention to the other ceremonies except for my sister's. She became a nun that year and got her bicycle. I'd been teaching her to ride mine, even though technically I wasn't supposed to.
Another rule broken. Jonas laughed. It was one of the few rules that was not taken very seriously and was almost always broken. The children all received their bicycles at 9. They were not allowed to ride bicycles before then. But almost always, the older brothers and sisters had secretly taught the younger ones. Jonas had been thinking already about teaching Lily. And she's back. Welcome back.
And now who?
Go ahead, Irina. We'll stay in the same order. And Joe will pick up next. So you read next.
Mm-hmm. I would like to repeat. Jonas laughed. It was one of the few rules that was not taken very seriously and was almost always broken. The children all received their bicycles at night. They were not allowed to ride bicycles before then. But almost always, the older brothers and sisters had secretly taught the younger ones. Jonas had been thinking already about teaching Lily.
You want to read the next paragraph as well? Or no?
There was talk about changing the rule and giving the bicycles at an early age. A committee was studying the idea. When something went to a committee for study, the people always joked about it. They said that the committee members would become elders by the time the rule change was made.
Rules were very hard to change. Sometimes, if it was a very important rule, unlike the one governing the age for bicycles, it would have to go, eventually, to the receiver for a decision. The receiver was the most important elder. Jonas had never even seen him that he knew of. Someone in a position of such importance lived and worked alone. But the committee would never bother the receiver with a question about bicycles. They would simply fret and argue about it themselves for years, until the citizens forgot that it had ever gone to them for study.
And that's an important paragraph. Just if you want to make a note, or for other readers listening, that will be important information in the future. His father continued, "So I watched and cheered when my sister, Katya, became a 9 and removed her hair ribbons and got her bicycle," father went on. "Then I didn't pay much attention to the 10s and 11s. And finally, at the end of the second day, which seemed to go on forever, it was my turn. It was the ceremony of 12.
I would like to repeat. His father continued, "So I watched and cheered when my sister Katya became a 9 and removed her hair ribbons and got her bicycle," father went on. "Then I didn't pay much attention to the 10s and 11s. And finally, at the end of the second day, which seemed to go on forever, it was my turn. It was the ceremony of 12. Jonas shivered. He pictured his father, who must have been a shy and quiet boy, for he was a shy and quiet man, seated with his group, waiting to be called to the stage. The ceremony of 12 was the last of the ceremonies, the most important.
I remember how proud my parents looked, and my sister too. Even she wanted to be out riding the bicycle publicly. She stopped fidgeting and was very still and attentive when my turn came.
But to be honest, Jonas, his father said, for me, there was not the element of surprise that there is with your ceremony, because I was already fairly certain of what my assignment was to be.
Jonas was surprised. There was no way, really, to know in advance. It was a secret selection made by the leaders of the community, the committee of elders who took the responsibility so seriously that there were never even any jokes made about assignments.
His mother seemed surprised too. How could you have known? She asked.
His father smiled his gentle smile. Well, it was clear to me. And my parents later confessed that it had been obvious to them, too, what my aptitude was. I had always loved the new children more than anything. When my friends in my age group were holding bicycle races or building toy vehicles or bridges with their construction sets or...
All the things I do with my friends... Jonas pointed out, and his mother nodded in agreement.
I always participated, of course, because as children we must experience all of those things, and I studied hard in school, as you do, Jonas. But again and again, during free time, I found myself drawn to the new children. I spent almost all of my volunteer hours helping in the nurturing center. Of course, the elders knew that from their observation.
Jonas nodded. During the past year, he had been aware of the increasing level of observation. The increasing level of observation. In school, at recreation time, and during volunteer hours, he had noticed the elders watching him and the other 11s. He had seen them taking notes. He knew, too, that the elders were meeting for long hours with all of the instructors that he and the other 11s had had during their years of school.
So I expected it, and I was pleased, but not at all surprised when my assignment was announced as nurturer, Father explained.
Did everyone applaud, even though they weren't surprised? Jonas asked.
Oh, of course. They were happy for me that my assignment was what I wanted most. I felt very fortunate. His father smiled.
Were any of the 11s disappointed your year? Were any of the 11s disappointed your year? Jonas asked. Unlike his father, he had no idea what his assignment would be, but he knew that some would disappoint him. Though he respected his father's work, nurture would not be his wish. And he didn't envy laborers at all.
His father thought, no, I don't think so. Of course, the elders are so careful in their observations and selections.
I think it's probably the most important job in our community, his mother commented.
My friend Yoshiko was surprised by her selections as doctor, Father said, but she was thrilled. And let's see, there was Andrei. I remember that when we were boys, he never wanted to do physical things. He spent all the recreation time he could with his construction set, and his volunteer hours were always on building sites. The elders knew that, of course, Andrei was given the assignment of engineer, and he was delighted.
Andrei later designed the bridge that crosses the river to the west of town. Jonas' mother said, "It wasn't there when we were children."
There were rarely disappointments, Jonas. I don't think you need to worry about that, his father reassured him. And if there are, you know there's an appeal process. But they all laughed at that. An appeal went to a committee for study.
I would like to repeat. There are very rarely disappointments, Jonas. I don't think you need to worry about that, his father reassured him. And if there are, you know, there is an appeal process. But they all laughed at that. An appeal went to a committee for study.
Just a quick insert for you and for anyone listening. A committee for study has been mentioned before and might be something we talk about when we talk about the chapter.
Ah, sorry. I worry a little about Asher's excitement, Jonas confessed. Asher's such fun, but he doesn't really have any serious interests. He makes a game out of everything.
His father chuckled. You know, he said, I remember when Asher was a new child at the nurturing center, before he was named. He never cried. He giggled and laughed at everything. All of us on the staff enjoyed nurturing Asher.
The elders know Asher, his mother said. They'll find exactly the right assignment for him. I don't think you need to worry about him. But, Jonas, let me warn you about something that may not have occurred to you. I know I didn't think about it until after my ceremony of 12.
The elders know, Asher, his mother said. They'll find exactly the right assignment for him. I don't think you need to worry about him. But, Jonas, let me warn you about something that may not have occurred to you. I know I didn't think about it until after my ceremony of 12. What's that?
Well, it's the last of the ceremonies, as you know. After 12, age isn't important. Most of us even lose track of how old we are as time passes. Though the information is in the Hall of Open Records, and we could go and look it up if we wanted to. What's important is the preparation for adult life and the training you'll receive in your assignment.
I know that, Jonas said. Everyone knows that. Oops, we lost your voice.
Sorry.
Okay.
But it means, his mother went on, that you'll move into a new group, and each of your friends will. You'll no longer be spending your time with your group of 11s. After the ceremony of 12, you'll be with your assignment group, with those in training. No more volunteer hours, no more recreation hours. So your friends will no longer be as close.
Jonas shook his head. Asher and I will always be friends, he said firmly. And there will still be school.
I'm just going to insert a comment here that I didn't catch the significance of this until this reading, but no more recreation hours. 12 years old and no more recreation hours. That's a topic for discussion. Jonas shook his head. Oh, no, you already read this. Sorry. That's true, his father agreed. But what your mother said is true as well. There will be changes.
Good changes, though, his mother pointed out. After my ceremony of 12, I missed my childhood recreation. But when I entered my training for law and justice, I found myself with people who shared my interests. I made friends on a new level, friends of all ages.
Did you still play at all after 12? Jonas asked.
Nicely read. Occasionally, his mother replied, but it didn't seem as important to me.
I did, his father said, laughing. I still do. Every day at the nurturing center, I play bounce on the knee and pick a boo and hug the teddy. He reached over and stroked John's neatly trimmed hair. Fun doesn't end when you become 12.
Lily appeared, wearing her night clothes, in the doorway. She gave an impatient sigh. This is certainly a very long private conversation, she said, and there are certain people waiting for their comfort object.
So I have this note written in the notes that I'll review in a minute when we finish reading, but I'll reread here so you can hear it. When you see italics in the text, it wants to be that word or those words want to be emphasized. So Lily appeared, wearing her night clothes, in the doorway. She gave an impatient sigh. This is certainly a very long private conversation, she said, and there are certain people waiting for their comfort object. So she's being sarcastic, talking about herself as the certain people, and upset that she was banished from the room. This is certainly a very long private conversation, she said. And then the next paragraph. Lily, her mother said fondly, you're very close to being an 8. And when you're an 8, your comfort object will be taken away. It will be recycled to the younger children. You should be starting to go off to sleep without it.
Lily, your mother said fondly, you're very close to being an 8. And when you're an 8, your comfort object will be taken away. It will be recycled to the younger children. You should be starting to go off to sleep without it. But her father had already gone to the shelf and taken down the stuffed elephant, which was kept there. Many of the comfort objects, like Lily's, were soft, stuffed, imaginary creatures. Jonas had been called a bear.
Here you are, Lily Billy, he said. I'll come help you remove your hair ribbons.
Jonas and his mother rolled their eyes, yet they watched affectionately as Lily and her father headed to her sleeping room with the stuffed elephant that had been given to her as her comfort object when she was born. His mother moved to her big desk and opened her briefcase. Her work never seemed to end, even when she was at home in the evening. Jonas went to his own desk and began to sort through his school papers for the evening's assignment. But his mind was still on December and the coming ceremony.
Jonas and his mother rolled their eyes, yet they watched affectionately as Lily and her father headed to her sleeping room with the stuffed elephant that had been given to her as her comfort object when she was born. His mother moved to her big desk and opened her briefcase. Her work never seemed to end, even when she was at home in the evening. Jonas went to his own desk and began to sort through his school papers for the evening's assignment. But his mind was still on December and the coming ceremony. Though he had been reassured by the talk with his parents, he hadn't the slightest idea what assignment the elders would be selecting for his future, or how he might feel about it when the day came.
All right. Yay! I think we should give ourselves a hand. A lot of reading. So I have a few notes about pronunciation to review, not so many. One that happened twice with each of you was between early and earlier. Earlier. American English, those R's need to be heard strongly, and RL and the Y here as E and earlier, these are both long words. So early, not early, but early. Stretch them out. Early, earlier.
Earlier.
So stronger R's and longer words there. With Irina, one of the early paragraphs, we had the, and it doesn't come across well on Skype, but the dash, not a hyphen, but a longer symbol, a dash. And when you have a dash on either side of words, that dash wants to be heard as a pause. And I didn't hear the pause for one or both, I forget now, of the dashes. But things to watch for when you're reading aloud, pauses for a dash, and when you see italics, as I mentioned earlier, whatever word or words are in italics wants to be read differently. Sometimes it's strong, like a bolded word. Sometimes it's like a joke or a laugh, but it wants to be read differently. Somewhere we had the contraction I've, and it was read as I have. Both the same in meaning, but the pronunciation is different. You have one syllable, I've. Two syllables, I have. Two words, two syllables. We had this word, and I heard it as this word. And I want you to think about the difference and whether, and listen as I speak the two. Do you hear a difference? Odd, odd.
Odd, odd.
Joanna?
Sounds
odd, odd.
Ah, now this time I heard from Joe, I heard odd, add. So aw is a diphthong, like when you're holding a baby. Aw. It's a longer sound. Odd, odd. And odd is short. Odd, odd. Odd. So my jaw drops with aw and odd, it doesn't. So odd, odd.
And odd, odd.
Joe?
Odd, odd.
Better. Okay. And this word, adhere, and adherence, we had the word adherence in the reading, and I heard, I was thinking of inherit, because I heard inherence. I don't think there is a word inherence, but that's what I heard. So sometimes our brain does tricks on us and goes to a something that seems more familiar, but adhere, adherence is the word that we should have heard. And similar with acquire. I heard require, a more commonly encountered word, but acquire, equire. I guess I didn't really hear the require, but I heard equire instead of acquire. So those make my brain go to different words when I hear the wrong vowel at the beginning, the wrong sound at the beginning. And then a word that seemed a word or even. So even, E-V-E-N is even. Seven has the same word in it, but is even. But even when it's no S, when it's not the number, even. And then often you see even, even if, whoops. Even so, even though, even when. And when you see it with another, as a phrase, we want to hear them together, not even though, but even though, even when, even if, even so, and even, not even. Quite a few words where I'm not hearing the American English R, and that's your decision as to whether you're focusing on American English or British English. The R is a lot more work, a lot longer, heard a lot stronger in American English. This phrase was used after something Father said. Father went on, or maybe Jonas said it, I'm not sure. But Father went on. What does that mean?
Father continued.
Continued, okay, yeah. He went on and on, he continued. Okay, and...
touch different things.
Yeah, touching, yeah. I'm a fidgeter. I cannot sit still. Sweet smile, and I'm always fidgeting. You see me fidget all the time if you're watching the web camera. Yeah, so fidget and pronunciation, fidget, widget, midget, budget, not the same vowel, but similar words. So fidgeting. Whoops. A reminder for Joanna. Did better quite a few times, but still slipping a few times between they and there. And some of that is that R there. And applaud, awed, like awed, applaud, not owed, but awed, applaud. And this one is an important one because both of you mispronounced it. And with the sentence that Irina had, it was more important. So this was the sentence. And I heard Jonas had been called a bear. Holly had been called an elephant. Irina had been, and that's not the meaning. So we need to add a syllable. Jonas's had been called a bear, Jonas's stuffed animal. So when you have a word that ends with a syllable S and you add the apostrophe S, you need to add is, an extra syllable. Jonas's had been called a bear. This word?
Chuckle.
Good. Okay. And a fairly good imitation of a chuckle, right? Usually hear a chuckle deeper in your down further in your esophagus. And a reread. I know I didn't. In this expression, the I, it's not in italics, but it could be. I know I didn't.
I know I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Right. To get the meaning across. And my last note was a smile that Irina got this paragraph because she asked about it in the discussion group. But peekaboo, I see you. Peekaboo. And it's usually sung, peekaboo, even if you talking about it, we play peekaboo. It's almost always sung as it's spoken, because a nearly universal experience, I think. Did you play similar games? Do you
yes.
with your, yeah,
yes.
yeah, I think it's a fairly universal. And it works so well for so. Yeah, cuckoo. You do cuckoo too. Yeah. So Spanish and Polish and Russian, it's closer to cuckoo. And that's funny to me because cuckoo means crazy. Different.
Yeah. We also say you have cuckoo.
And do you have the birds that make that the? We have, I don't know if you know or not, but there is a bird, the cuckoo
yes.
bird, cuckoo, and that's the sound that the bird makes. Yeah, okay, so peekaboo. Yeah, it's hard to say peekaboo. It's sung. So a nice reading. I like doing it that way. That was fun. So any questions or practice of pronunciation? Or questions on pronunciation, first off. Favorite passage? Favorite line?
Yes, you read. One second, I will find. I liked your intonation. I tried to repeat, but I think I failed. One second. In the beginning. For example, I don't remember exactly, for example, this one. His father continued, so I watched and cheered when my sister Katya became a nine and removed her hair ribbons and got her bicycle, father went on. Then I didn't pay attention to the 10th and 11th. And finally, at the end of the second day, which seems to go on forever, it was my turn. It was the ceremony of 12.
Yeah, I can just feel this as you're imagining it. If it's once a year, this ceremony, and you have to wait through all of them. And if it's your or your sister's or brother's turn, you wait for that year, that number. And when you're 12, it must be forever, that wait. And it's so important. And also in that paragraph, the give up your hair ribbon. It's like each year you have to give away your comfort object and get a bike, or give away your hair ribbon and something else. But there's some major thing that all 50 have in common. And it seems, I keep trying to imagine going to school again and knowing my 50, because all 50 would have the same hair ribbon, or I don't know. It's so, such a strange, eerie feeling. And the release of a baby. Oh, this chapter gets to me with its potential poor little Gabe who might be released. No, don't let it happen. And Irina, you must connect with that with your work, working with babies.
We still don't know what release means.
Right here, we don't know what it means
so
exactly.
It might be something happy.
Okay. For me, it has ominous undertones. It does not seem like a positive thing at all. Because we get to enjoy him if he's not released. And if he's released, he's gone forever. Does not sound happy to me. But then...
Holly, how to pronounce committee or committee?
This word?
1 second, I will check. Yes, yes.
So there is no meat. I heard meat. There is no meat in this word. So neither of your pronunciations was correct. But the second syllable is what we want to committee. Committee.
Committee.
Mit, but not meat. Not committee, but committee. Committee.
Committee.
Committee.
Committee. Committee. A short sound.
The E is a little bit longer, but it's a common word and it's not stretched as long as most double vowels are. So committee, committee, committee. But your stressed syllable is always longest and strongest, which is also a reason why the E is not as exaggerated as it might be in some words. But mit, short vowel, but stronger emphasis, committee.
Committee. Envy or in envy?
Envy.
Envy. And this word, laborious. Laborious.
Good one. So we have labor, labor, laborer, laborer, laborers, and then you want to be careful that you're not saying laborious. So this is where your British English and R in American English, because the R in British English often sounds like us, laborious, but we need to hear that R. So laborers, laborers, laborious.
Laborers, laborers, laborious. In employer.
Employer, employer.
Employer, employer. Similar, laborer, employer. I mispronounced them. Exactly. Thank you.
Joe, any from you?
No.
Are you odd?
Odd?
Why?
Why not?
Why not?
Okay, and we only have a few minutes left, so you guys, any points from chapter two that you, questions you really want to ask us, or favorite lines or passages or points that you want to be sure people, other readers are paying attention to?
I would like to ask about this chapter. Will the lesson of discussing this chapter on your schedule
Sunday
in the future?
Sunday is
because
two
we
and three.
Only read, but it will be interesting to discuss some points. I unfortunately missed the chapter one, but. I would like to participate in discussions well.
So Sunday's class is marked for chapters two and three, and I haven't added a I just added a post for three, hoping that somebody else, several somebody else's, will add comments about it. But lots we can discuss, and so that could be Sunday's class if you're able to come.
Mm-hmm. And do you have questions for each chapter? How do you organize?
Mm-hmm.
How are you organized as these classes?
I have plenty of questions. My book is marked, and I have things on every page, and I just go back to my paper copy if needed. But I much prefer the questions to come from those who are in class. Trying hard to push for you to find ways to connect with the story. And usually if Joanna's there, it's not a problem because she likes this book, I think, as much as I do.
Yes. Joanna always pushes us for thinking. She writes so wise compositions, that such a wise compositions that I admire. I think because she goes karate classes. Karate is a philosophy. When I read her compositions, I imagine her doing karate exercises. Our coach always taught us that karate is philosophy, and all those who are serious about karate are inclined to philosophy.
Ah, interesting.
So I may tell you that first was philosophy and then was karate.
The foundation.
During my studies, I had a philosophy classes and I finished them with
distinction.
Distinction, because I finished it with the mark 6 and the highest mark is 5 only.
Oh,
wow.
So sometimes professors give 6 to show
them. Nice story. Interesting. Yeah, I love the cultural feedback that can come. I often feel like I'm a permanent young adult emotionally, and this book brings back so many of the feelings I had in my adolescence. And so I can talk easily and ask a gazillion questions, but I much prefer to add them only if you're not coming up with questions. And sometimes it's interesting, the interpretations from the reading and what people aren't catching. So I do have several passages marked that, as I interjected earlier, that are significant, that it's important to understand what you're reading. So depending on who's there, I try to test to make sure that people are catching on these important little details. Like, I was surprised today, I've read this so many times, but that no more recreation, I hadn't caught that before. No more recreation hours at age 12. Oh my gosh, that was when it was like, forget the rest of the world, I want to be with my friends. And wow. Yeah, so trying to imagine someone telling you at age 12, no more recreation. Yeah, so Ms. Philosopher, do you have something you wish us to ponder?
Yes, I'm still pondering one thing from the sentence. His father continued, so I watched and cheered when my sister Katya became a 9.
Why?
Because they never used the word aunt, uncle. When I talk with my nephews, I really say other people. I say that it's rather your uncle someone or your aunt Katya.
So now I have to find that again. Time's going to run out.
It was.
And I'm in my book instead of on the PDF, but I'll have to find that again. So it's the
14.
So the impersonalization is what catches